The phase one data showed that it was tolerable, and they were able to also show that it had an effect in a surrogate marker called dynamic contrast enhanced MRI. Now, one of the problems is if you have a drug that may inhibit angiogenesis, how do you come up with a strategy that you don't have to do a 1,000-patient trial for every single molecule to try to determine where you're going to put your resources, both monetary as well as patient resources? And one of the thoughts has been to use a dynamic contrast enhanced MRI. And what that does is that it actually looks at how rapidly contrast on an MRI goes into the tumor. Whether that has anything to do with angiogenesis, whether that has anything to do with the clinical effects of these drugs remains, you know, unclear, but most of these drugs actually do have, including PDKZK, had a significant effect on dynamic contrast enhanced MRI, and that's been published by Morgan and other groups as well. My feeling is that more with small molecule inhibitors, because we already have clinical efficacy data for bevacizumab, I think that dynamic contrast enhanced MRI, first of all, probably has something to do with perfusion as much and permeability than it does with actual angiogenesis. And also having an effect on DCMRI may be necessary. In other words, if you don't have an effect, it might not be enough to have a drug. But on the other hand, it's probably not enough by itself to say, you know, whether you have a drug or not.